Welcome back. We are about to put you to sleep and make it quite enjoyable.
It's going to be one of those shows, eh, where we put them to sleep?
Exactly, yeah. No, we are going to be reviewing a sleeping mask with some audio components to it.
Okay.
So I guess the first question I have to ask is, why would you want audio component to a sleeping mask if you're going to be sleeping?
This is what I normally wear when I'm sleeping, Jeff.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, and I was going to say, if you ask my wife, she'd say it's because I snore.
Do you have tinnitus?
I do.
Huh?
Oh my gosh, so bad.
So you hear the ringing all the time, and it's like my wife doesn't understand that the fan is not because it's hot out. It's because I need the noise. So.
It's true.
I sleep with these in my ear, Jeff.
Okay.
Sasha, I've found a brand of earbuds that are flat so that I can lay on my side and it doesn't hurt my ears.
Right.
Right? But they break.
Yep.
I buy them in bulk.
Oh my gosh.
You can buy bags of them off Amazon for $20 for 20 earbuds. But they break all the time and I feel bad to scrap them. I cut the cables off and I recycle them and everything else. Not ideal.
Right.
Why do I do that? I listen, I learn, I sleep better because I have audio that's, you know, maybe it's nature sounds. Sometimes it's nature sounds for me. Sometimes it's podcasts. Maybe it's an audio book. Do you ever listen to things at night?
Believe it or not, most of it is music if I ever listen
music?
To anything.
Is it like gentle, tinkly stuff, no words?
Yeah, it's usually like some sort of, the stuff you hear when you have like a massage.
So it's a meditation thing.
Yeah,
it's
like the weird flutes and birds and whales.
Well, that's like, I'll call that like solitudes or maybe like, I guess technically they call it like new age music when, you know, not technically, it doesn't have to be new age, but you sometimes hear that kind of stuff with like ambient bird sounds and things like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love nature sounds. I actually have a show called Immersive Nature Sounds where you can listen to nature in binaural 3D surround sound with just a standard pair of headphones. And to sleep with that, like a thunderstorm, for example.
Yes.
I've got a 12-hour thunderstorm on that show where you can listen for 12 hours. It's just perfect for sleeping with or studying with.
That would be 12 hours of stress for my dog.
Well, you're not putting this on your dog.
Okay.
But it helps me to sleep. It helps me to get my mind off things is the main thing because I'm a very go, go, go guy. I'm always programming. I'm always coming up with inventions. And so when I go to bed, it's like I need my mind to declutter.
Right.
So listening to a podcast helps.
You also need to be able to not see things.
That's true. Okay.
Okay.
So earbuds are not perfect. What do you use?
Earbuds. Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing?
Oh.
Same kind of deal? And this seems like it's new to you. Like you've
it
never...
is. Well, I have a white noise generator that sits beside my bed.
Okay.
But I don't put anything...
Similar kind of thing.
Similar
Dave,
idea.
Dave, your husband, hears that.
Well, yeah, it's for him.
Oh, okay.
I promise.
So, maybe if there... So when I was single back before
gift,
I was
actually.
Married, so many, many years ago, I had a speaker that was under my pillow, and that would help me because that was under my pillow and I could hear it. But now, being married for as many years, I can't do that because my wife would go nuts. And we tried it for a while.
Any wife would go nuts.
Yeah.
When we first, like, I always fell asleep to music. When we first got married, like, if a cricket passes gas, my wife wakes up.
Oh,
so
yeah?
The fact that I would normally sleep with music, she was just like, I can't handle this. And so, of course, she wins
it's
out.
So listening to a reenactment of The Hobbit was not in the cards for
you. No, definitely not. So I had to learn to fall asleep with nothing.
Right.
Painful.
And that's when the ear ringing tinnitus comes in. And
yeah, it's bad.
The thoughts start going.
Good.
So earbuds are not perfect. Never liked them. They're a little uncomfortable. Then along comes cat5.tv/mask. You ready for this, Jeff?
Yes.
Because I feel like we're like one with this right now.
Sasha's
like, oh, that's weird.
It's not
Jeff
weird.
Is like,
okay.
Yeah, this is something that I need.
It's not completely weird. I want to
It's not
know.
Completely weird?
It's
Thanks, Sasha. You're so sweet. All right. So first of all, this is cat5.tv/mask, and it comes in a nice... hard shell case. It does look a lot like a Jabez case, but it's not actually, it's not a charging case. This is just a holding case. Sasha, you're doing some traveling coming up, so.
Yes. Dave and I are going back to Newfoundland, so.
Do you usually sleep with a mask when you're on a plane, or?
Well, this is what would work for me. I don't need, I don't need a sleep mask, and I don't need audio or anything in my home. My home is my cocoon, but when I'm in public and needing some sleep, this is what I would need.
And it's hard to sleep on a plane.
I'd imagine so. Yeah. I've never been on a long enough flight, but if we were going from like Canada to, Australia.
And that was a long flight. It was a 7.5, just the one jaunt over the ocean. And it was painful overnight because you got the of the plane.
Oh, yeah. And the kids just throwing up. And parents yelling at their kids.
Yep.
That stuff.
I feel like I could use this to Newfoundland.
It's a sleeping mask.
Okay.
Just a sleeping mask, right?
Not on this side.
Just hold on, Jeff. Don't get ahead of yourself.
Ruined it!
So first of all, the thing that I got to point out is that it is a special type of Velcro. So if you feel this, it's not the kind that's going to get caught on.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah.
It's pretty neat.
That's very cool.
It's not going to get caught or damaged, but here we go. So I'm going to put that on like that. And now...
Can you see me?
I feel like you're daredevil.
How many fingers?
So, you know, it's a sleeping mask, right?
Right.
With a twist. So this particular one, let's get back here for you. And that's a beautiful little Android device. Look at the back of here. So we've got stereo headphones built into the sleeping mask. And here's the inlet right here.
Okay.
So in the case is a 1.5 meter cable. I like that this is detached, Jeff, to be honest with you, because I always, you know, I damage the cables because you roll over and you damage it. So I've had this actually get pulled out a couple times and it still works just fine. It's easy to eject, which is a good thing because if I roll over, it's not going to get damaged.
Right.
And it works quite well. So there you go. So it's stereo audio built into a sleeping mask.
Okay, hold on.
Can I try it on?
Well, no. Before you do that, I'm plugging in.
You're going to plug it in?
Oh, and then can I try it on?
You got some like dubstep beats that you're going to put on?
I am plugging in.
Okay, so what's going to play
here? It's an audiobook.
An audiobook. Okay.
Okay.
Make it happen, Jeff. I'm waiting for it, Jeff.
I just hit play.
Okay, turn it up. Okay.
I can hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, I can hear it.
Turn it down a bit. It's blaring. He has a very nice voice, but...
It's David Suchet.
Is it playing?
Yeah. Did I put
David
it too quiet?
Suzuki?
Yeah, too quiet. You muted it.
Here,
a little more.
I'll go forward.
Turn it up.
Pump up the jam, Jeff.
Yeah. Okay. There. Okay. Perfect. All right. You want to try that on? Okay. Sasha's going to try that on. So there you go. So there is a Bluetooth model, but I decided to go with the hardwired because I like that it does not use batteries and I don't have to worry about it like running out of battery life while I'm sleeping. What do you think, Sash?
He does have a cool voice.
Yeah.
It's David Suchet. That guy's got an amazing voice.
Here's a couple of things that I've noticed in using this mask over the past couple of days. Since
sorry that
arrived.
I bored your mask.
So I've tested it. Here's the thing. Okay. It's comfortable, yeah?
Okay, yes.
Is it?
It is comfortable.
It's comfortable. It's padded. Feels good. Here, Jeff.
All right.
You got to try it because you're the guy who needs one of these.
It is comfortable.
Yeah.
And I have a smaller head and it still was nice on me.
I also think if I wanted to get into a crime-fighting career...
It would work for that? Just drill a hole through the eyes?
Cut some holes in that, listen to my music while I'm like...
Oh, yeah. You could have your own sounds and everything, like your whole soundtrack of your life.
That's what I think.
Dubstep beats all the way. Cat5.tv/mask. You know, it's a simple thing. It's cheap. It's affordable, but it's well-built. It works well.
And comfortable, too.
It is comfortable.
Padding is quite comfortable.
I imagine... you know, we're various shapes and sizes here, and it seems to fit all of us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you'd ever have any trouble with that fitting.
I don't think so.
Realistically.
I mean, even if you had a really big noggin, there's tons
I wonder if you had a huge head, if the earphones would maybe be too far forward, for example.
Possibly, but I feel like the majority of head girth would be this end of it, not between the eyes and the ears. Most people, it's pretty standard depth.
Yeah.
And I mean, those are big earpieces. So, I mean, even if your ears were back and forth, you've probably got like inch and a half play at least. So it's pretty good.
There you go.
Very cool.
Check it out, cat5.tv/mask.
The show cost me money, Robbie.
Oh, do you like that?
Yeah.
But the show also informs.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.